Hello and greetings to all the beloved merchants. I hope wherever you are in the world, you are doing well, having good times and progressing well in your work. One of the pathways that greatly helps merchants to elevate their knowledge, prepare certain infrastructures, and become more familiar with us is coming to Iran. Usually, when friends are serious about their work, they definitely come to Iran. This allows them to see our capabilities in person. When they come to Iran, we arrange these visits to factories and conduct activities like creating teasers, which later greatly assist them in their negotiations. Additionally, it helps us to become more acquainted with our friends, traders. Now, the question of when to come to Iran sometimes arises. Should we wait until everything is settled before coming to Iran? Should we come to Iran right away? What should we bring from Iran and what should we take back? I want to open up discussions related to traveling to Iran in this studio, in this audio, to provide you with comprehensive information so that you can make decisions more easily. First of all, the question of when to come to Iran. In my opinion, whenever you are serious about working, you should definitely come to Iran. Our traders usually have some tasks of their own. You need to organize them and then come to Iran. Whenever you have completed these tasks, I recommend that the first thing you do when you decide to start serious activities is to come to Iran. Why? When you come to Iran and decide to work on a specific product such as pasta, tomato paste, or ceramic tiles, you bring samples of your country's product with you. We provide you with information, prices, data, and even complete samples of the models you want, which greatly enhance your knowledge and make it much easier for you to work on that product later. The second point is that when you come to Iran, we visit factories. Through these practical in-person visits, you can truly sense our production capacity. Seeing that we have multiple factories in every sector, this gives you a better understanding. This is not something you can fully comprehend through visual discussions or a few videos. But when you come to Iran and see the many factories, witness the high production capacity, observe all the details, stresses, and facilities, it reassures you. You gain a much better understanding, return with peace of mind, and you can work on your product more confidently. Another point is that when you visit factories, we, with our media unit, produce various content such as photos, videos, teasers of you in different settings. This content allows you to communicate much better and more comfortably with your audience when you return to your country. Naturally, when you show someone a video of yourself, the credibility increases significantly compared to a video taken from the internet. When you are in the video yourself, the concerns diminish and audiences undoubtedly trust you more. Additionally, when you come to Iran, we become acquainted with you. When you come to Iran, we see you too. We see your capacities and potentials, allowing us to plan better for how you can be involved in various products. Moreover, if you have decided to work on a specific product, when you come, we can see your capabilities and potentials and may suggest, recommend, and introduce you to products that we haven't discussed with you before. We had friends who came from Africa to Iran, and while we were discussing some food items, they found solar panels and renewable energies interesting for their market as well, and started working on those products. So our understanding of you increases. Making it much easier and more comfortable for us to work together. Beside all of this, one of the most important ways to work is to reach out to the leaders and activists in your various fields and invite them to come to Iran to see their products, buy them, and take them back. When you come yourself, you experience this environment firsthand. Naturally, a person describes an experience they've had much more easier compared to an experience they've only heard about. Another point is that since you have come, if you tell a trader or an economic activist from your country, let's go, or if you tell five of them, let's go to Iran, it will be much easier and less worrisome for them to come to Iran, because in taking this step, you do it with more confidence and firmness, and consequently, it will have a positive impact. They will have more interest in coming to Iran. In general, the most important place of our communication with each other is through our website. This is the communication we have online by far. Holds much more significance on our website. Similarly, when you come to Iran, you have a similar experience, and friends and merchants who are highly active will naturally have frequent interactions with Iran, and in different years and in the future, our communication with your country and your communications with Iran will be much more significant. Just like merchants who traveled frequently to countries like China. You see that their work progresses much better and more easier. Always remember, coming to Iran is beneficial for you, and perhaps the hardest time might be the first time, but in subsequent visits, it will be much easier and simpler for you. I hope to see all merchants soon for the first time and in the near future for many collaborations in Iran. Be successful and prosperous, and God may help and protect you. Thank you.